Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Scott Daly. Our guest today is Marion County Public Health Oral Health Coordinator Melissa Woodhouse, as we talk about the dental clinic that is opening up.
And Melissa, I appreciate you taking time out with me today. Obviously, big news for people looking for dental care is that the dental clinic is opening up for the summer.
Yeah. So here at Marion County Public Health, iSmile Department has just a small dental clinic, one chair, and we offer services like cleanings, fluoride treatments. We do a lot of patient education for the families that come in to see us. So it's going to be an exciting summer to see how many families come in and really utilize this service.
It's definitely a great service because sometimes dentists are not the easiest to find. So definitely good for the community to be able to have that option for them.
Yeah, we definitely are encouraging the Medicaid population, kiddos that just can't find dental offices to go in. It's a great opportunity to get their back-to-school checkup. And again, we can do a fluoride treatment, and we can offer sealants if they need sealants on their molars, just preventive service. And then we do help connect them with a dentist if they were to need further treatment.
Yeah, absolutely. And then kind of looking at child dental care as a whole, obviously I have a daughter. It's hard to get her to brush her teeth or do things, but but it's very vital at a young age to develop those good habits because obviously it could cause some problems down the road.
Yeah, for sure. Dental disease is one of the most preventable diseases that affect children of that age. Lots of school hours are missed because of dental pain or dental needs. And also, if they can't go into a dentist to do preventive care, then they have big problems. And we see a lot of these kiddos ending up going to the emergency room. And we don't want to see that because that's definitely a preventable emergency visit to the hospital. So we really try and work with them to get them to do the preventive care before it gets to that point. So we do a lot of, like, when you're talking about little kiddos and not wanting to brush their teeth. So we try a lot of different methods, like showing the parents how to kind of lay their child down if they need to and get in there and brush. We show the parents issues in the mouth that may be beginning early, like demineralization and that kind of thing. One other service we do offer at Marion County Public Health in our dental clinic is the use of silver diamine fluoride. It's really not a new product. They've used it overseas for a number of years. But this fluoride product actually can arrest the decay, so that gives the family more time to get to the dentist if they were to need a filling. Some kiddos don't even need a filling after they have the silver diamine fluoride put on because it gives time until that baby tooth falls out of it.
No, absolutely. And then is there anything that you would suggest for younger children to kind of be able to help? There are tips that you could give to help get them in those solid dental habits to get them brush their teeth, floss, and all those sort of things so that they don't have these issues down the line?
Using a small amount of toothpaste at an early age, around 2 years old, just like the size of a piece of rice on your toothbrush, even though they're not spitting as much, we still want to incorporate that fluoride. Early dental intervention and getting them into the dentist by age one is huge because then we can identify those small little things that need to be checked out when they're young instead of waiting till they're five or six. Now it's a real emergency. So in brushing, mom and dads need to get in there and look in the mouth when they're brushing. They need to brush for the kiddos and then let the kiddos do it on their own. kids, until they're able to tie their shoes, really don't have the mechanics and the understanding to be able to clean their mouth thoroughly.
Well, Melissa, I certainly do appreciate you taking time out today.
Thanks to Melissa Woodhouse for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIACareless.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.